episode 2247, When Nobody Is Listening.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is the end of the week. It is Friday. Yay, you made it. Oh, yes. I am so glad to. You know what? It has been a long week, but it's been a very productive week, a full week, a very blessed week. I hope your week has been the same. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's lay it all out there when nobody is listening. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, many times we turn our attention to focus on what doesn't matter. This is all too common in families, especially in daily gatherings like dinner and lunches and breakfast and common time around the television. How can you be heard when nobody is listening? You know, communication opens the door for everyone to be heard and seen. But when nobody is listening, what's the first thing that is felt? Being unseen, being unheard. Here we sat in the kitchen, my two youngest and myself, little Noah and G-Man. Okay, they're not really that little because they're both bigger than me, but they're still my littles. I was writing on my computer with something else playing on my phone, and I even had my tablet there. I don't think it was up at the time, but I at least had two things going on. My next to the youngest son, Noah, he was watching his YouTube videos with his earbuds in and also eating dinner. All the while, we had the cats around. I think the dog was there. The TV was on. And even G-Man, my youngest son, he had his earbuds in. And I don't know if his tablet was playing, but he definitely had the earbuds in. My youngest was at the refrigerator trying to share a story of what was happening. However, what happened next might surprise you. G-Man said, "Is anybody listening? I just want somebody to listen." I froze. Within a millisecond and a half, everything stood still. There I saw all the noise around. There the guilt fell on me. Noah, my next youngest son, couldn't care less. It's his brother. Who cares? He's going to tell me the story again. But for me as a mom, I was like, are you kidding me? I'm missing this. How many times do we turn our ears off and lose focus to listen to what doesn't matter? Now, I got to tell you, there have been moments in my life where I am writing, and I'm like, whoa, 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 you're talking to me, but let me finish this thought real quick. And I get it down. And then I close my computer or I put down the phone, whatever it is. And I look at them in the eye and I focus. Because I know they need to be seen and they also need to be heard. I too want that for me, right? You want that for yourself. But it's in these moments, these pivotal moments. And little G-Man was having a pivotal moment. He had a day. And he wanted to be heard. And here, his mom of all people and his bigger brother, older brother, not only brother, but older brother, we weren't listening. And if we were, it was a half listening, maybe. Okay, maybe a fifth listening. I felt guilty in that moment. How could I do this to my son? And if I did it to my son, who else would I do it to? My grandbaby and my daughter's coming up because our son in love is at drill. And I'm absolutely thrilled about that. But I'm thinking here going, gosh darn it, I cannot miss these moments. These are great check and balance times in your family. They are sprinkles of awareness. As a family, it's important to know that change is always a constant. We know this. We don't like it, but we know it. Even though you want to keep routines and schedules, you like to have dinner at what time? What works for you? For us? Okay, well, it's always up in the air. Anywhere between 5, 5:15, and sometimes 7:30, even pushing 8 o'clock. That's our schedule. I know that's probably driving you crazy already. But believe it or not, that's our routine. That's our schedule. I would love to think that we could have it every single night at the same time, but it doesn't work that way. There are too many bodies in this household. There are too many calendars that we are trying to juggle. And so the way we juggle our dinner to where we can come together at least once throughout most of our day and be together in the same room, even if it's only for 5 minutes. That 5 minutes, we get the feeling of, hey, how was your day? Hey, this happened. What did you do about it? We get that real quick update. Yes, I would love to have it longer, but you know what? It is what it is, and that's what works for us. What does it work for you? The checks and balances. You got to know, are you listening? Because I don't know about you, but we all want to be heard and we all want to be seen. So what do you do when nobody is listening? Well, you got to turn down the noise to hear the heart. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Turn down the noise to hear the heart. Do you remember the days of loud booming subwoofers in cars? Oh, I can. It was really big in my era. Okay, that really dates me, even though I'm not quite a half a century yet. Just saying. But those loud booming subwoofers would come down, strapped in the back seat, not the trunk, not the front seat, thank goodness, but the back seat. In fact, the back seat couldn't even be used by people to ride in because the speakers were so big. And you almost could see the car shake as it sat at a stop sign or a stoplight. The cost of the stereo system was well worth more than the cost of the vehicle. Now, for me, growing up, I thought that was just plain crazy. I was like, why would you spend all that money? I get it in a theater. I get it at a club. I get it at a major music event. But in your car, like, you can't hear the sirens. And on top of that, you're going to go deaf. You have to turn down the noise to hear the heart. You can't know your child if you don't hear their heart. So what does that look like? How can we know our child? How can we see our child? How can we hear our child? Number one, lessen the distraction. Huh, guilty as charged. This was only yesterday that this happened. And I'm still feeling the guilt. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not that kind of mama. And most of the time I'm not. But it was a moment and it was a wake-up call of saying, you know what? You can't let this stuff just slip by you. You got to be aware. Lessen the distraction. We are getting really, really bad at communication in this world. Think about it. We've got all the fun things called technology. You got Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. Let's see, what am I missing? Clubhouse. There's about 5 million others I'm sure that I'm missing. Yet, do we really connect? We got a phone that you can text, you can talk, you can send. I mean, you can do documents on, you can trade. The phone does everything. You don't need anything else but that phone. Yet, we don't even know our own child. We don't even remember what happened yesterday. It's like, can you remind me, honey? I don't know where I was. You weren't listening. That was the problem. You were not listening. And I'm telling you this because I've done it too. This is confessions. This is not about, oh, okay, well, we'll just see what happens. No, I blew it. My son was having a bad day. He was in a moment. He needed his mom and his older brother, and we weren't there for him. I mean, we were there, but we weren't there. Lessen the distraction. It's time we get really, really good at listening. And not listening to what you want to hear, but listening to what your child is saying. There is a difference. So lessen the distraction. Number two, repeat what matters. This is important because your child may say 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 paragraphs at you. And it's not the bullet point ones. It's the long-ended, strung out, this is what I'm regurgitating at you, Mom, because I need you to hear the whole story. And we may repeat two of the paragraphs. How do you know if you're getting the story right? And how do they know that you're listening? You got to repeat what matters. You got to say it back to them. Oh man, hun, I am so sorry that you bombed that quiz yesterday. I know that hurts. What do you think you can do about it? Where does your grade sit? Whatever the discussion needs to be. But it can't be something like, oh, okay, better next time. Seriously? Your child just spilled his guts saying that he totally bombed a quiz that could totally wreck his GPA. And you're going, oh yeah, it's okay. It'll be better next time. And you got like 7 days until the end of the quarter. You didn't hear and you weren't listening. Repeat what matters. Because when you can repeat it, they know it's confirmation to them that you got it. And when you get that, you got them. You see them. You hear them. You love them. You see, that's what we get when we're seen, when we're heard, is that we're loved. And believe it or not, come on, parents. I mean, let's just be real, Mom. Let's get to it, Dad. It is hard stuff when you feel unloved. You've been there. You don't have to go back to childhood. You can go back to maybe a time when you were dating, maybe even a time that you were married and you just really felt unloved. When you feel unloved, not seen, not heard, you're unsettled. You feel unwelcomed. You feel alone. No child should feel that. You shouldn't feel that. But definitely our children should not feel that. Lessen the distraction. Repeat what matters. And finally, number three, cue the hugs. We got to have the hugs. There are times where in order to be heard, you need to be hugged. I love that. Sometimes we just need to go and give a hug because there's something about connection. If you're a grandparent or an auntie, I would encourage you to hug your nieces and nephews, your grandchildren. And if you are concerned, put a mask on. Obviously, make sure that you're safe within the boundaries that are safe for you. But that physical interaction of a hug, it stimulates so much. The heart is definitely heard when the hug has been given. Don't let your children guess whether or not they are heard and if their heart is seen. That's a guessing game that is not worth playing. Because most of the time, come on, it's confession day, we lose. And you do not want to lose that game. Because honestly, I know you love your baby. I love mine. All six, now my grandbaby, seven. I got seven. And I know sometimes we think that, oh my gosh, I don't think I can love anymore. Oh no, you can. Because when you do, your heart grows bigger. When you don't, you shrink back. Don't give up what your children need you to give to. Let them be seen. Let them be known. Let them be heard. Your family matters. So take the time to not only see your child, but to hear your child. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.